This is Jeremy Scheip, and I thank you for joining us on KCNI Public Affairs. Loup Basin Public Health Department is expanding the services it offers to area families with the addition of WIC services starting in July. WIC, which stands for Women, Infants, and Children, is a federally funded nutrition program that provides healthy foods, nutrition education, breastfeeding support, and referrals to healthcare and community resources for eligible families. To tell us more about the program, who qualifies, and how area residents can access these services, we're joined today by Tammy Pinckney, the WIC coordinator with Loup Basin Public Health Department. Tammy, first of all, thank you so much for taking some time to visit with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Love to talk about it.
Well, it's certainly something that a lot of people take advantage of, and something that people should be using if they aren't already. And we'll talk about that as we get further into our conversation. But let's kind of start by talking about what WIC actually is. How do you explain WIC to people who maybe could know more about it?
Yeah, sure. We are a supplemental food program. We do a lot of health support. We do give referrals. I think your introduction to the program pretty much summed it up. But we provide to low-income families. If you qualify for Medicaid or SNAP, you'll instantly qualify for our WIC services. But we serve, our supplemental food program is basically to stave off any malnutrition that we may see through pregnancy into childhood. So our program kind of ends where school-age children pick up. So we go through pregnancy to age 5, and, we have targeted nutrition. We're really looking to get that folic acid early on in the pregnancy, and we're looking for, making sure kids have the iron and protein and all the macronutrients they need to grow properly for body health as well as brain health. So a lot of our referrals are geared towards mental health. If the children are not meeting milestones, we also have referrals for that.
Great. All great stuff. And I guess my next question, we've kind of talked about who is eligible and qualifies, and kind of that nutrition program covers a lot of different things. It's a very general term. Where will these WIC services be available throughout Loup Basin's district?
Yep. Throughout our district, we've got a clinic in Broken Bow. We've got a clinic in St. Paul. We've got clinic in Ord and Loup City. And then, of course, in Burwell, which is where Loup Basin is located, we'll be doing clinic 2 days a week. And then we'll be doing remote clinic 1 day a week here in Burwell.
Okay. All right. Good to know. And talk about appointments at those locations. If people want to get those scheduled, do they just call directly to Loup Basin?
Yeah, absolutely. They can call our WIC Loup Basin number, 308-346-5795. That's our main line, and whoever answers the phone will get you where you need to go.
Now, this is a program that's existed for quite a while. It's obviously not been a program that Loup Basin has been the main handler of, but taking into consideration what Loup Basin already does and what WIC accomplishes for the folks that utilize it, talk about kind of that marriage between existing programs and now WIC coming in, and how that'll kind of look going forward. It kind of makes sense in a lot of ways, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Health, it just kind of, you always say when you go to the doctor, well, everything's connected. And that's kind of the same. Health is, a whole spectrum of different things. Here at our clinic and the clinics that we will serve at our satellite sites, we will be also serving with immunizations and with dental services. So when you come to our clinics, you don't have to be a woman, child, infant. You can come in and you can get your immunizations as needed. recommended by your healthcare provider. And that will be at all of our off-site clinics in Broken Bow, St. Paul, Ord, and Loup City. And also in our office, we do immunizations and dental.
Sure. And not to deviate from the WIC conversation, but since we kind of mentioned the dental side of it, I've had people, when I do stories about Loup Basin Public Health Department, they hear these dental services, these limited dental services that you have, and they've asked me, they say, well, what does that entail? Do you know, Jeremy? And to be honest, I don't usually know how to answer them. Just talk real quick as kind of a sidebar about those limited dental services that Loup Basin can help provide for people.
Yeah, sure. Our dental hygienist is who we have on hand, and she can do cleanings and she can do fluoride. I'm not sure of all the services that she does provide, but I know that those are the top two most scheduled for our clinic.
Okay. This is going to be kind of a general question, but as the launch for WIC and Loup Basin Public Health Department coming together gets started in July, what do you see as some of the main goals for the program, maybe in the first year of taking it over? What would you like to see happen with this program?
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, we would love to see the numbers grow. We would love to see this program get larger, hit a wider spectrum. We have a goal of doing everything correctly and serving everybody, but also the referrals and people that we can reach out to. It's really just to fill the gap. You know, people go to the doctor, they don't have a lot of time in the doctor's offices. A lot of people don't have access to nutritionists and mental health providers, things like that. Abuse, you know, if there's any abuse in the home or drug abuse as well. You know, people need help. They often don't know where to go or who to trust for that. And we would like to see that our referrals can also hit that population that do just need a little bit of help to get out of sticky situations or to grow in their lives.
Yeah. Very, very well said. And folks, if you're just joining the tail end of our conversation, we're talking with Tammy Pinckney. She's the WIC coordinator with Loup Basin Public Health Department. Loup Basin is going to start taking over the WIC program in the month of July. And we've been kind of talking about what all that entails and how you can get in contact with them. They've got their main office in Burwell, and they'll have clinics in Broken Bow, St. Paul, Ord, and Loup City as well. Tammy, is there anything that we have not talked about today that you'd like our listeners to know about WIC services coming to Loup Basin?
It's a really great program. It does do a lot. It's a great supplement. It's a great service. And it does help, you know, even if you're just newly pregnant, we can help you throughout your pregnancy to make sure you've got that healthy pregnancy, all the nutrition you need. It has lactation support as you're thinking about breastfeeding the baby. And it does just help fill that gap as far as nutrition education and outreach goes for mental and physical well-being. So if you are a older, you know, person taking care of your grandchildren, your grandchildren are under the age of 5, we can sure help you out. If you are a foster parent, we can sure help you out there as well. And, you know, get you connected with who you need to get connected with to stay healthy, both mentally and physically.
And it all comes down to, I don't think we would expect everybody to remember all of the things that Loup Basin Public Health Department can help with, but I know that you're very good at answering questions when they come in through the phone, and always welcome those calls from everybody.
Yes, yes, absolutely. We strive to help our communities.
All right. Well, Tammy, thank you very much for taking the time today, and appreciate it very much. This is great information, and We wish you the best with WIC going forward in July.
Thank you so much for your time.